not himself make that grand jury foreman guilty of a crime. And it's ludicrous to suggest that he can come in and tie up a grand jury with ludicrous, unsupported, unfounded accusations that so-and-so is committing a crime, that President Obama is doing something wrong, and that is a perversion of our constitutional rights, not his. His conduct was justified for some reason, once again. He has presented over these 4 years nothing but ludicrous assertions about corruption or crime, which he had every opportunity to describe, come up here and take a witness and tell everybody who has done what. And all he can say is that he believes that the grand jury foreperson did not be correctly chosen in this district or in Monroe district. Well, so what? So what? That's not a crime.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
He criminal. Seek any benefit for himself?
Jeez. Who is this guy?
Let me finish, please.
Can't believe people protect him.
That he believes that his constitutional rights, or his effort to protect constitutional rights, allows him to trample on the constitutional rights of other people. I'm sick and tired of listening to all these people who want to talk about constitutional rights. Thank God we have it. There is no such thing in the Constitution as an unqualified constitutional right. You can't go to a private theater and yell fire just because you have the right to speak. You can't carry an atom bomb just because you have the right to bear arms. There are no such things as unqualified constitutional rights. And yet, this group that wants to wrap their flag in patriotism, in the guise of patriotism, of taking constitutional rights, believe that constitutional rights are protected only as they interpret them to be. And he assisted the other authorities in uncovering crimes. That's once again the most perverse, ludicrous statement I've ever heard. He has never produced one iota of evidence against anybody that committed a crime. He is justifying his conduct with some ill-conceived oath that he thinks he has taken at the Constitution as foreign and domestic enemy. Now let me tell you one thing, about the greatest man in this country was George Washington. George Washington said that practice, he had the opportunity he wanted to be after the Revolutionary War to have been the dictator of this country he had wanted to be. But he recognized the most important fundamental constitutional provision of our country is that the military is always subordinate to the civil authority. And this man has never learned it. Instead, he is engaged in a Machiavellian attempt to destroy, subvert the constitutional rights of not only the individuals that are trying to work through the legal system, but he is perverting the constitutional rights of this state to have a legally, orderly function of government. And he shows no signs whatsoever of abating, or have learning his lesson, or tempering his conduct in the future. The court finds that these enhancement factors outweigh the mitigating factors that he did not cause serious bodily injury. As a result of that, this court is going to stand, sir. Thank you. The court sentences two ways. You can go out and pay your fine, and you can use to get fined. Finally, this court finds that this prisoner, if released, is likely to commit the first crime. This prisoner poses a serious threat in this court's mind to the safety and security of other citizens of this country. He has started out by with misdemeanor, he is now has sued a course of conduct which seeks to intimidate, which tends to harass, tends to inflame other individuals working in the court system, and there's every indication that he is going to continue the same. Therefore, his bond in the field is taken into custody. The court has got a motion for a new trial and arrest of judgment at a later date. He's taken into custody and he's managed to commit the court to jail.
All rise.